This week's parasha, Avraham Avinu was in the tzav in the mitzvah of Milah. So there's a famous question that the Gemara in Yuma, the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu kept all Targ mitzvahs, even Erev Tavshilin, he kept everything. So the question is, what took Avraham Avinu 99 years to be mekayim the mitzvah of Milah? Why did he wait till the tziva of Debishter? Why wasn't he mekayim it together with all the other mitzvahs? Lulav, Sukkah, all these mitzvahs he was mekayim all throughout his years. So what took him so long to be mekayim the mitzvah of Milah? Why did he wait for the tziva of Debishter and until he was mekayim this mitzvah? So there's many truths given. I'll say two of them. The Briskrav says that he says an interesting chiddush. He says that there was no mitzvah of Milah before the tzivah of Milah. He said the mitzvah of Milah is to take off the Arla. The Arla is a chsaron, take it off. And before the mitzvah of Milah, that extra foreskin, what didn't have a Shem Arla. It didn't have that Shem Arla, so it wasn't extra. There was no Arla to take off. When the Eivishta was mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah of Milah, that means Eivishta was saying that this foreskin, this Arla, has a Shem Arla, and now there's a mitzvah to take it off. And only then was there inyan to take off the Arla, so only then was he mekayim the mitzvah of Milah. This is what the Briskrav says. L'maisa, it's shver from a Tosfos. The Gemara Yevamah says that Amarav Bar Yitzchak Amarav Lo Nitna Prius Mila L'Avraham Avinu. Priya was not given to Avraham Avinu. It was only given by Yeshua. The pasuk says, by Yeshua, Amar Hashem al Yeshua Aselucha Charveis Tzurim, and the pasuk continues, Vishuv Molus Bnei Yisrael Shenis. Make for yourself sharp swords, and then Vishuv, and then go back and give a milah to Bnei Yisrael Shenis again. So the Gemara Darshan's, what's Vishuv? What are you going back on? It was Neschadish that besides for milah, there was Priya. Just to keep it simple, milah is, there's two skins, and milah is the top skin that you're mechiv to take off, and Priya is underneath another, the Ar Priya, you're mechiv to take off also. So Avraham Avinu was Netzav in milah, and wasn't Mitzuva in Priya, and Priya was only Neschadish by Yeshua. That's what the Gemara says. So Taisa says, which is a Mechleg Zushen, but Taisa says, when we call Malcolm Avram Para, Milosin. But Avram Vinu was Para, even though it wasn't Etztava then, but he was Para. Avagavdla Netztava, because the Medrash says, Taisa quotes the Medrash, Afilo Erev Tavshilin is Mekayim. He was Mekayim everything. So it doesn't make sense, if he was Mekayim everything, why would he not be Mekayim the mitzvah of Priya? And Taiz asks, how could Yeshua be Mechadish? How could there be a mitzvah as Neschadish later by Yeshua? Ein Novi Rashi Lechadish Davar Me'ata. So Taiz says, V'yeshlem da halachal ma'ishim Yisinai hu. Yeshua asked Mechay Akrab Atzim, it was from Mount Tera. It was halachal ma'ishim Yisinai. But it was tackled in Netzav later. It wasn't Netzav by Avraham Avinu. But still he kept it because, like all other mitzvahs, he kept. According to the Briskrav, we would say the same thing by Priya. That until it was Netztave, didn't have a Shem Arla. So why would there be a Chiv to take it off? But still we see that there was a mitzvah. And Hitaka was Perez, so by Mila should be the same thing, Kipshuta. So I'll give, there's another Teretz, which is probably a simpler Teretz, that Pasha Mila is, not just Mila, not Stama Mitzvah, but it's a Bris Mila. It's a treaty between the Eibishter and the person, between the Eibishter and Klal Yisrael. And that only makes sense. A Mitzvah, you could be Mekayim Mitzvah. There's Inyanim to the Mitzvah. Even before it's in Netzav, you could be Mekayim the Inyanim of the Mitzvah. But Bris Mila, which is a Bris, you can't make a treaty until there's two people there that are willing to make that, until they're willing to go into that Bris. So Avraham Avinu wasn't able to be Mekayim Bris Mila. He could have done the Maisa Mila, but that bris wouldn't have been niskayim until the Eibishter came and told him to do this mitzvah of milah, and only then would it be possible to have this treaty to make this bris. So he waited till the Eibishter was mitzvah him to make that bris. So I want to handle this Inin, the Gemara says that Priya was Nitztava after the Mitzvah Mila was given to Avram Avinu, and then Priya was Nitztava by Yeshua. So how do we understand that?
Isn't Shabbos also a Bris?
Shabbos is also a Bris. There are Nyanim, but Bris Mila is, that's the whole thing, that's all it is. It's a Bris Mila. It's a Mitzvah of being a Bris. Shabbos, there are Nyanim, there are different Nyanim, but it's the Ikra Mitzvah, and it's also a Bris. That's how I think. How do we understand this? There are two parts to this mitzvah. Is it two mitzvahs? Is it one mitzvah? How do we understand? So there are different Rishonim that sound like there's different sheets over here. The Rosh in Rav Elazar de Mila says that you're supposed to make the mitzvah of Lachnis Bris Shel Avram Avinu before the Priya. After the Mila, and you make it in between, before the Priya, you make the Bracha. Why? Because it needs to be Ovel Asiyasin. So it's Mivori holds that the Bracha Lachnis is Brichsa Mitzvahs, and he says you should make it Ovel Asiyasin. So the Rishonim, the Eshkol, the Baal Yitir asks on him that why should you make it, why is that Ovel Asiyasin? They say that the Priya is just Shiori Mitzvah. It's like the Hemshech, it's the extension of the Mitzvah. What it would sound like from the Rosh is that it's Ovel Asiyasin because it's a Mitzvah Mila, it's a Mitzvah Priya, and before you come into the Mitzvah of Priya, the Bracha of Lachnisa is a Bracha on the Priya, and that's Ovel Asiyasin, that's the time. It sounds like there's like two separate mitzvahs, the Mila and the Priya, and you're making on that second mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan is Medayik, in Teis brings a Megillah Starm that says that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar were Molav Lai Paru. They got Mila, they didn't get Priya. Why? Because of the chosha of the derech, because they were going there, it would make them sick. It was sakana, so they couldn't get priya, but mila they were able to get. That's what the Megillah Starm says. So Rabbi Chanan says, what's the point of a mila without a priya? We know chosha mavlai parakilai mal. You're still an arl without priya. So what's the mila of getting a mila without priya? What's the point of it?
Anyway, priya was only from Yeshua.
Priya was only from Yeshua. Yeah, but it sounds like they would have done it. It means there was a mitzvah that they would have been mekayim even without a tzivah, but they would have done it without even before the tzivah. So Ishbar is the Vaista, there's Mila and there's Priya, and they couldn't do, there's two mitzvahs, and Priya they couldn't do because of the Chosha of the Darach, but Mila they're able to do. So Vaista is two different mitzvahs, Mila and Priya. It wasn't Sabbath. Vamvin won by Yeshua, but if you could do Mila without Priya, then there's a mitzvah. Maybe you're still an Arl. Maybe you're still an Arl, and for all the halachas of Arlas, of a Nimol, for Truma, all these halachas, Karm Pesach, you need both them, Mol and Priya, but Lamais, if you could do a Mila, then that's a mitzvah on its own, it's Kedai. So, the Mechus Chinuch asks Akasha, but it sounds like the Iter understood that it's one mitzvah, and there's two parts of the mitzvah. There's two halves of the mitzvah, there's Mila and Priya. And that's why he says you make the bracha afterwards, because anyway it's a bracha shvach, but he doesn't understand why you would make the bracha before the priya. The Mechus Chinuch asks on the Rosh, how can you tell me that the mitzvah of brichlach lachnis brisha Avram Avinu is a mitzvah on the priya? He said Avram Avinu wasn't at stava in priya. It was only till Yeshua. So what's lachnis brisha Avram Avinu? How could that be the bracha on priya? So the Chassam Sefer says, he says a Gshma Keter, the Chassam Sefer says that Avram Avinu was mitztava on Mila. Mitztava on Mila, take off the Arla. What's the Arla? The Arla is similar to the Brisker. What's the Arla? The Arla is the Arla, what you take off at the Priya, the top layer, the top skin. That's the mitzvah, and that's what he was mitztava in. When, by Yeshua, the Ebershter was mitztava that the Priya is also part of the Arla. So it's the same mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah. The mila used to be just the top layer used to be the mitzvah, and by Yeshua is nitzavet that no, the whole thing is the arla, and now you're to take off the whole thing. But it's the same mitzvah. So if it's the same mitzvah, so then taka it's the bris of Avram Avinu. Maybe it looked different in Avram Avinu's days because the Ebishter was only mitzvah for mila, and now it's neschadish that the arla is bigger and includes the second skin also. But you're mechayiv to take off both, and that's the same bris of Avram Avinu, and that's why it passes the bracha of lachnis b'bris shel Avram Avinu.
So the question just is that that if it's two different mitzvahs, he's understanding this in the Rosh, and if it's two different mitzvahs, then it doesn't make that he's obviously understanding it's not two different mitzvahs because he's saying that the same mitzvah grew. The mitzvah of taking off the arla grew from just being the milah to the pri also. So that one mitzvah grew. But the problem is the Rosh says that it's over last yes, and you make the bracha right before the priya. So if it's not two different mitzvahs, why do you make the bracha right before the priya? So the Achren one Ashpah, there's a big chiddush, it sounds like in this Rosh, that mila is a heksher to the mitzvah of taking off the arla. It's a heksher, and only by priya are you mekayim the mitzvah. What does it mean heksher? Because the mitzvah is take off this arla, and there are two layers. If you take off one, so it's true you need to take off both of them. It's true you need to take off the top one to get to the bottom one, but really only when you're megala. Priya is from the lashon of pura, like priya reish isha to be megala here. Only when you're megala the atara is when you're mekayim the mitzvah. So taking off the top layer is not doing the mitzvah. It's just the achen yuzal lashon. It's just a heksher to allow you to get to the bottom layer to take it off and be mekayim the mitzvah with the priya. There's an interesting Muki Yosef in Bava Metzia that says the shmuz by a kain going to Beis Kfaras to be meshma naveda. The Gemara says that a kain is not mechayiv. There's aveda. He sees naveda in the Beis Kfaras. Not mechayiv to go in because. So the Gemara asks why is not mechayiv? Zasei derech leisei hashiv teshivim is mechayivim zasei. And there's a lav of a kain going into basic virus. So the Gemara says, no, it's asei is not deich, lois asei v'asei is also gedeshim tiyu, so it's asei and lois asei, so it's not deich. So the Mugyez v'asakasha, he says, I don't understand, let's say it's asei and lois asei, and it should be deich. But why would it be deich anyway? The klal is that asei deich lois asei, you need be'idna. The lav of, if it would just be a lav of being metama, is the second you step foot into the basic forest. You can't step foot into the basic forest. And the mitzvah of Hashiv Teshivim is only when you get that Veda and give it back to the Bailam. So why is it, he says, it should be like Mila Bitzaras and Sadam Bitzitzis where it's bidden. That's that time when you take off, if there's a Mila on, if there's a Tzaras on the Atar, on the Arla, so you take it off with the Mila, so you're Mekayim the mitzvah and you're over Leisei of taking off Tzaras, and Sadam Bitzitzis, also you're wearing the climb and the tzitzis at the same time, so it's bidna. Mashiach over here, the iser of kaim beis kvaras is before the mitzvah of hashav tishiv. So he brings from the Mukiyaz brings from the Ran that the Ran says that no, he says it's very similar to mila bitzaras. He says, what are you going to tell me that the mitzvah is only done when you the mitzvah of hashav tishiv is only done when you return it to the bailam? He says by mila also mav loy parki loy mal. You weren't mekayim the mitzvah until the end. Norvas, still, mila b'tzaras, since that's the aschal, that's what it takes to get it off. That's what, even though the mitzvah is only done at the end, but since you're starting now, so that's considered bidna. So also, hashat zeshivim, since what it takes to get into the basic, to return it, is to go into the basic forest, so that should also, that should also constitute of asei d'chaloy seseh. And the Nebuchadnezzar brings from the Rimigash and says, no, it's not daimed to Mila Bechlal. Because Mila, his lashon is kol mashanasa bahu gufa mitzvah. Whatever you're doing, the Mila is all mi gufa mitzvah. And if you don't finish it, then you only did chatzi mitzvah. Mashenken by, you only did chatzi mitzvah, but you did chatzi mitzvah, means everything is mitzvah. Mashenken by, hashiv teshivim, then that's not even, the whole purpose is to return it to the Bible until then he did nothing. And it's just a Hefshe Mitzvah, he says. So the Neid B'Yudah says, there's different ways you can understand this Machlaikis, but the Neid B'Yudah says that the Machlaikis is about Mila. It's not a Machlaikis in Hashavas Aveda. He says Machlaikis in Mila, that the Ran held that Mila is just a Hefshe, and we see that even for a Hefshe, it passes Asei Deich Lois Asei. Mashenkin Mugi Yosef says, no, Mila is not just a Hechsher. Mila is the mitzvah itself. So Mamela, you can't be Medamet to Hashiv Teshivim before you pick it up, going to pick it up. because that's a hechsher, and there's no shaykhis to Hashem Teshivim, so you can apply, and Mele, we shouldn't say Aseh Dechleis Sev there, because it's not Be'edna. That's in the Night of Yudah, wants to be told the Machlegis. Where's Negeh? This Shmuz Ver Negeh by the Shulchan Aruch speaks about it, by, let's say you have, it's common, sometimes the father wants to do the bris, but he's not a male, so what does he do? He wants to do just the chituch. So there's Mila and Priya, the father could do the chituch, the male sets up for him, and the father could do the chituch. So the father would do the chituch, which is the Mila, and the male would do the Priya. So two people are doing the bris. So what's the problem? On Shabbos, the problem is that the father did the Mila without a Priya, and called Shemav Loi Paras, Kilu Loi Mol, so Ba'etzim he didn't do anything. And only when the male finishes off with the Priya, so the male is finishing off. So there's Machlaikis in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says that it's Aser. He says on Shabbos you can't do it. And the Ramah says it's Mutter, and there's no problem. So there's Machlaikis. And we pass Kentaka, this for Sfardim, the father should not, if the father is a Sfardim, he shouldn't be doing the Chituch. But for Ashkenazim, there's no problem. If the male is a Sfardim, it's not a problem because he's doing the Priya anyway, that's for sure Mutter. But if the father is a Sfardi and passing like the Mechaber, he should not do the Chituch on Shabbos. Where's the Beis Yosef says, where's it coming from? It's coming from the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos says that the Gemara and Shabbos Kuflam Gimel says that if there are tzitz and amakrin, right? If you take off the arla entirely and you leave a strand which is ma'akiv because it's covering roiv of the atar, the Gemara says it's a problem, it's ma'akiv. The Gemara says, Mahalkit tinesa milo. You need to take everything off. You can't leave any tzitz ma'akvin. Vim loy hilkit anish karis yichayv karis. Why? Because it's talking about on Shabbos, the moyol didn't do a good bris, so he's chayv karis. So the Gemara asks, how can he be chayv karis? Mask floor of papa, why is he chayv karis? Let the moyol say, I did half, I'm not avdi palga de mitzvah, atun avdi su palga de mitzvah. You did the other half, I did half, it's true, I left on a little bit. But you can't be mechayiv mikaris because this is what I need to be doing. This is a mitzvah. Rashi says over there that he has rishus to do this because that's what it takes to do the mitzvah. And mameli is not chayiv. Rashi sounds like it's just helps for the chiv. He's not going to be chayiv karis. But the Beis Yosef medayik. But avada isser there is. It sounds like in the Beis Yosef that there's an isser. Why? Because it's true you need to do this to do the milah. But that's not a mitzvah. The milah itself is not a mitzvah. If you don't do the entire thing, it itself is not a mitzvah. It's just a hechsher. A memela, if you stop there, the maisa that the father did, that the first person, the mole did, was just a hechsher. And if he walks off afterwards, all he did was a hechsher. He didn't do the mitzvah. So he's chayiv karis for such a thing. If you do the entire thing and you may turn into a mitzvah, so then you could be pater. So then you'll be mekayim the mitzvah, and then you'll be derech Shabbos. But until then, it shouldn't have a dicha for Shabbos. The Ramah asks, that what do you mean? Over there, you didn't finish the mitzvah. Over here, the father does the milah. The moyel is going to finish off and do the prayer right afterwards. So what's the problem? We know he's going to finish off and he will finish off a second later. So the Ramah's understanding that each one is a half a mitzvah. And if you don't do it, if you don't finish off, so the half a mitzvah is nothing. But if you finish off, you did half a mitzvah and he did the other half a mitzvah. Now the first half became a half a mitzvah. And there's no problem at all. So it seems like this is the Machaikis, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. And the just to speak out, I don't have much more time, I'll just go straight. The Ramah says, he says something very interesting. He says, not only that, he says, minig all over is to be matar and don't be mitzvah to laws and klal Yisrael, because it seems like that's what they used to do. He says, and Ludim Espina, I would say, it's even better to do with two Moilim on Shabbos. Why? He says, Yishtal Su Sugya, because it's like Shnaim Shasua. Two people do a malacha, there's no problem. So here, two people are doing the malacha, there's no problem. That's what the Ramah and Tshuva says. So Shagasari asks, it's a pella. Two people do a malacha, let's say you have Akira and Nacha. So there's one malacha, two people, you split it up into two people, so you're potter. Or two people carry something in Rosh Hashanah, so you're potter. But over here, the meal is a malacha and the priya is a malacha. They're both doing a malacha, each one's doing their own malacha. So where's the Makam Tav Shnaim Shasua? And it's Taka Pal, the Shagazari says, it's Mamash Atame, you can't understand. I saw from that guy's Baruch Tam, without a stop, he says, I don't have an answer to the Kasha, but I'll take away the Tema. He says, the Tema I'll take away. Why? He says, because Batsim, you should be Pater. What's the Malacha? He says, Chabura, it's Mekalkal, but Chabura is Pater. Narvas, why is it not Mekalkal? Because it's a mitzvah. So it's a tikkun. It's a tikkun agof. It's a tikkun. It's a mitzvah. So it's not Mekalkal, but Chabura. It's a tikkun. The tikkun is only with two people. So he wants to be Mechadish. He says, it's sure, but he wants to be Mechadish. Could be the Ramah held that if the tikkun, if the way you're making it a Malacha, because the way you're making it a tikkun is with two people, so two people are making the malacha happen. They're making it be considered malacha. That's considered shnayim shasu, and it'll be pater on Shabbos. So mela for a character, it should be better to do it with two people on Shabbos.